It's been an interesting week in the world in terms of economics, and here to help make sense of that, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Kim, let's start out very narrow here. Greece and the EU right now, they're working out some stuff in terms of a debt situation. What's happening there?
Well, they alleviated part of that problem late in the week. The EU came out with a debt resolution for bonds to cover part of that Greece debt. The market was excited about it. It looked like the commodity stabilized a little bit. Oil prices went up. The value of the dollar went down. The market's excited about what's going on to take care of that problem.
I guess Greece has like the worst problems that we're seeing, but there really is a larger problem out there in the world.
I think so. There's not as big a problem as what the EU's having with Greece, but Spain's also has a debt problem. And if you look at the debt as compared to the gross domestic product, including the United States and several of the EU countries, they're all at the margin. There's all, every one of those, or several countries have potential debt problems and a potential crisis if things aren't handled just right.
Okay. How does that play into our grain markets?
Well, it makes the markets more uncertain. You hear in the media about the large corporations or companies holding large stashes of cash. You hear about us consumers. We're holding more cash. We're doing less debt. And that's taking the money out of the market. That's creating less demand. And as you take monies out of the market, that has a negative impact on prices.
And less trading in those commodities.
Less trading, less volume. Also, with the less volume, you have, if somebody comes in and makes a big buy, you have a larger run-up in price. Or if you don't have the activity going in the markets, it makes lower prices. So you have more volatility in the prices and in the markets, more uncertainty from the demand side.
Right, really magnifies things.
Right.
Let's talk then, how does that play into feeder prices in terms of the cattle situation?
Well, the feed prices are the corn, the soybeans. You have the same thing going on in those markets as the wheat. You have the value of the dollar as it goes up and down, reacting to the crisis in the EU. You have those prices going up and down, and it reduces that demand and makes it more volatile, more uncertain.
Okay, so with that uncertainty, with that volatility, are you going to make a prediction on prices?
Several analysts said this week, and I believe it, with the current situation, predicting prices is just not going to happen.
All right. Good information as always. We hope you keep us informed. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.